Now, if you didn't like planking, if the Macarena wasn't your thing, if waterbeds passed you by, if Reebok pumps weren't the kind of footwear you enjoyed, if you didn't like your little Tamagotchi, if you didn't enjoy putting your boombox on your shoulder, if you didn't like the hula hoop, if itty-bitty bins weren't your bag, if you didn't like putting chip packets in the oven so they shrunk and got really small, if you thought a pet rock was a waste of time, you know, if you didn't like elastics that you kind of jumped in between on the playground, have we got a new fad for you? Finger spinners.
Fidget spinners.
What did I call them?
Finger spinners. Okay, so Luke, that was top five intros of all time, I would say.
I'm exhausted, Donnie. I need to lie down. I've got a stitch. I'm breathing heavily. Bloody hell.
Sensational. Now, do you remember those elastics at school, very much in the female domain in primary school?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Ah.
I really loved it. And I couldn't pursue my dream of playing that whenever I wanted because I would have been made fun of. Couldn't do it.
Twinkle Toes Martin over here would have been bloody dancing and tripping and skipping all over those elastics.
That was pretty good too. I think I had a couple of cheeky games when no one was looking, when the boys weren't looking. But.
So true, so good. The other one that I thought was this is absolute genius, was the Pet Rock.
Yeah.
You know, that came with a manual. It was called a Pet Rock Training Manual. And it had a whole bunch of instructions, like how to teach your rock to sit, how to teach it to stay. That is absolute genius.
That is genius. But surely it ended in disappointment, ultimately.
I think that fad actually lasted about 4 months and then it was gone. But
talk about cheap manufacturing, though. That guy is... Did he have eyes on the rock? I think they had eyes on it.
I think that's all they had, was two eyes in a box with an instruction manual.
Right.
Oh, that's good. Do you remember the chip packets in the oven?
Yeah, totally. And it was a specific... They don't make those because now they have the foil, aluminium foil type chip packets.
Yes.
Back in the day, it was very much more plastic. And for some reason, we always did it. Tried to turn them into key rings. I didn't even have a key. What was I trying to... Why did I want a key ring so much?
You had no keys.
I was planning ahead. I could tell I was going to get keys at some point. And how am I going to know they're mine? Chrissy's. Thank you. I had that.
Do you remember the time, though, when they did away with the special packet, but we were a bit slow on the uptake, and we just did a normal packet of chips in the oven?
Yes.
And it melted all over the oven tray? Reebok pumps. How much did you want a pair of Reebok pumps?
Yeah, so much.
Oh, just the pump and the release button. Like, I forgot about the release button until a mate actually got a pair of Reebok pumps a little while ago.
Yeah, because they still make them, don't they?
Yeah, they still make them, yeah. The marketing genius of releasing the pumps was they gave in the NBA slam dunk competition a pair of shoes to the best dunker, and then before he did his match, his kind of competition-winning dunk, he bent over a couple of pumps of the Reebok pumps.
Nice. Yeah,
and then
did
a massive slam dunk. That's so good. You know, with the hula hoop, they sold 25 million hula hoops in 4 months in the 50s.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
That's a lot.
They're selling a circle.
Have you tried the hula hoop? Have you got one for your girls?
They don't have one, but I've been to people's houses and they've had a hula hoop and I've given it a crack.
Mm.
Harder than it looks.
I tell you what, I'm convinced that I don't have hips. Don't have them.
Just slides right down.
In like the space of 2 days, for some reason, I tried hula hooping and Latin dancing. It was embarrassing. It was like an ironing board out there.
Why are you trying Latin dancing? Where did that come from?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a groover.
Geez, I'd pay good money to see you Latin dance.
Yeah, well, it was bad.
Any other fads tickle your fancy?
Not really. I was trying to think of any fads that were around when I was a kid, like in primary school. And did you have a yo-yo fad when you were at school?
Yeah. I think we had a couple.
Yeah. I definitely remember one yo-yo fad and... Marbles actually made a comeback for a while there for me.
Mm, yep.
And then the only other real big one was the mini micro machines.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Which, and we used to have this weird, I don't know if it's an official game, but it's kind of like a demolition derby with a, like this kind of flick footy crossed with micro machines. If your car went outside of a square, the person that hit your car over got to keep that car.
Yes, I remember
so
that.
So it was kind of like, not gambling as such, but it was high stakes.
The only other thought that came up when I was thinking about fads was, do you remember who Dr. Ken Hakuta was?
No, nah.
Let me play a little bit of theme music to jog your memory. Cut to it, maestro.
Dr. Fad. Dr. Fad. Take a walk on the wacky side. Dr. Fad. Find some fun that's bona fide. Dr. Fad. For a twist that you've never tried, you'll be glad. Give it, Dr. Fad. Dr. Fad.
Yes, I do remember Dr. Fad.
How good was Dr. Fad?
He was awesome.
Yeah. Do you remember the pizza eater?
Oh,
this
yeah.
This guy designed a little plate that you could push the pizza along with a little prod at the other end.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I actually watched an episode on YouTube when I was looking up the theme music. I saw about 5 or 6 ideas pitched by these kids. All of them rubbish.
Oh, right, yeah.
Nah, they were not good inventions. This guy had a double-headed toothbrush.
Double-headed? What, one for each side?
Yep.
Or top and bottom?
It was top and bottom.
Top. It's not a bad idea.
Actually, hang on a minute.
What did he call it?
I didn't see his name. I think he's called it a double-headed toothbrush, and I didn't realise at the time that was actually quite good.
It's not bad. Yeah, that's actually not bad.
You're halving your brushing time.
Yeah, exactly. If you had like a 360, basically a bottle brush, just in there.
Oh, in there with a bottle
brush.
You'd
be done. You'd be in and out in about 10 seconds.
We're onto something here. We are onto something.
Anyway, let's get on to fidget spinners. I'm sure we've got a bunch of 11-year-old boys and girls listening today. So, welcome. We're pretty rad, guys. We're pretty cool. So,
old rad dads here. We're very, very
rad dads.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so what's the gnarly news there, Luke?
Some pretty tubular things happening over here. Tubular never really caught on, did it? Never tipped over the edge.
The Ninja Turtles tried very hard, but it never took off.
Fidget spinners. Do you have your definition of what one is?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because a fidget spinner is a toy that is marketed as relieving stress. It consists of a bearing in the center of a multi-lobed flat structure made from metal or plastic.
It's like
basically it just spins around.
It's like a little helicopter propeller in your hand almost, isn't it? That's the
And they claim, it claims to help those with ADHD, autism or anxiety to give them something to focus on instead of fidgeting and allow them to concentrate on something that they're supposed to be concentrating on.
Yes, which I'll go early and I'll go hard and say absolute rubbish.
Yeah.
The fidget spinner is like, because it is like a helicopter propeller in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's taking up all of your attention. There's no way you're spinning one of those while paying attention to a teacher talking. That's
happen. That's right. I did read up on a few message boards, and anecdotally, people with some of those conditions claimed that it was helpful.
Well, is it because there is a whole separate market of fidget toys or there's fidget cube things, and there's pretty good consensus that if you are able to squeeze something or push some buttons, it helps you concentrate on a third object. But I just reckon the fidget spinners is a bridge too far. That's distracting more than anything.
One of the arguments I heard was that most people that have them aren't very good at them, so it is actually taking up all of their time. Unless you like do it so much that it's like really second nature. Maybe in that instance, it may have an effect, but you know, they're relatively new and I can't imagine anyone putting money towards investigating it. So
it'd be one of those great studies, wouldn't it? We got some few terminal illnesses we haven't sorted. Nah, let's get to the heart of hip video.
Exactly.
There is that old, the logic comes from is the idea that people kind of need different levels of stimulation to function at their best. And if you're in a meeting, often people who doodle on the side of the notepad are trying to regulate the amount of sensory experience they're getting so they're performing at their best. So the logic is fidget spinner just tops you up so you're getting that optimal level of arousal for any moment you're in. And you always love it when I say the word
listen,
arousal.
I gotta say, you just said in one sentence, doodle. You've said arousal. You said... You said something about getting up. I don't know. It was too much.
I love in my world, arousal is a word that you can say and no one bats an eyelid. Yeah. The second I come out of that world, people look at me like I'm some form of pervert.
You just said about five or six words that could easily be taken the wrong way if someone more mature wasn't talking to you. But, you know, luckily I'm here, buddy.
And I like looking at Google kind of search term results to get a sense of what are people talking about or what are people searching and what's on people's minds.
Yeah.
Before December 2016, no searches for fidget spinner. Now, top 10 toys on Amazon are all fidget spinners.
Oh, really? The top 10?
Top 10. Like, that is a dramatic rise. That is a textbook fad.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of people saying it's dying already.
Oh, really? It's already on the way out.
Or it's waning, yeah.
That's interesting. And I did a bit of a look at not so much the fidget spinners particularly, but fads. Why do fads occur?
Mm.
And there aren't any really good theories to explain why fads occur. The most of the explanations are around the whole social conformity thing. We just want to be part of the in-group because it makes us feel safe and secure. That's very simplistic. I think we could do some work there.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. It's kind of like you can try and analyze it, but it's kind of like how do you write a good song? You can analyze all the previous songs, but you're not really going to know the next hit. Like, it's going to be hard to... If we understood fads that well, it'd be much easier to find a toy that's going to take off.
That's right. You could do a little, what are the common elements of the last 20 fads and then design the 21st fad, but it doesn't work like that. Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting, though, that what lots of people that own the trademarks or the IP for things like yo-yos, apparently the yo-yo companies do a burst every 5 years because they know that they've got a sticky product. And they just wait for the right time for another burst of it. And they'll hit the primary schools in 5-year increments, knowing that any investment between those periods, you're not going to get the market.
Yeah, right. Well, but yo-yos are a pretty solid toy.
Oh, yeah.
They're great. I think I went through a yo-yo phase at school when that all happened. And then I went through one a couple of years ago just on my own. Just on my own.
You're trying to start a fad.
I think I saw that Simpsons episode with the yo-yo guys, and I'm like,
"Oh yeah,
oh yeah, walk the dog. That's great. I'm gonna give it a go." And so, fidget spinners, it's claimed, were invented by a chemical engineer called Catherine Hettinger, who had the idea when she saw children throwing rocks at police officers in Israel, and she thought these kids need something to pass the time, and that's how she invented fidget spinners. Apparently,
really.
Yeah, very. Sounds completely made up, doesn't it?
That's a long bow.
This is in the 90s, I think, and didn't take off. She shopped it around. No one was interested. And then she let I think she couldn't afford the patent anymore, so she let it lapse. And this is early 2000s. It wouldn't have mattered. If she had taken up that patent, it would have expired in 2014, so she would have had to have taken up again. But
right.
She didn't, and now it's blown up, and I think she's hasn't received a cent, obviously.
That's very sad.
Yeah.
It is interesting, though, when you see how quickly these things take off. The amount of time I sit around and try and think of inventions, and you look at things like, you know, that little plastic nib on the end of shoelaces.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the guy that invented that is probably very wealthy. And you're like, I could come up with that. I could invent that.
Yeah.
Never have.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, the separator. Another obscure back reference to a previous episode.
This is one for the diehard.
Yeah. another point. Apparently, there was a lady who was involved in sort of dangerous substances, and she tested 11 of the fidget spinners on the market for dangerous substances, particularly lead and mercury. Two of them tested extremely high for lead and mercury. So apparently 90 parts per million is the maximum range for kids' toys, and she found two of them that had 2,452 parts per million of lead.
Whoa.
And 1,562 parts of mercury. So very dangerous for kids.
And these are ones that are just out on the mass market.
Yeah, I think she bought them from Amazon or something.
Oh,
11 different types. So, yeah, that's That's concerning. Scary. Yeah, yeah. What else have we got? I've got apparently a website called Pornhub has found that over 10 days, there were 2.5 million searches for fidget spinner porn.
Oh, there you go. How many searches?
2.5 million.
Look at you. The way that you very, very carefully pronounced that website like you had not been there.
Pornhub.edu. I'm not familiar with it.
org.au.
.gov.au. Is that the... Yeah, but 2.5 million. That's weird.
That's a bit, yeah. It's interesting. That's my, you know, there's two catch-all phrases when I don't know what to say. The first one is like, oh, that's interesting. If I ever say interesting, that's very non-committal.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one, if someone says a joke or makes an effort that I don't think is funny, and I stole this from the dad of a friend, you just do the old, oh, very good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, which pretty much means not very good.
Yeah.
So that is finger spinners and other fads. Little surprise twist. I've done the whole show planking.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah,
very interesting point there, Luke. Planking. Very good.
I've acknowledged what you said without discouraging it.
Yes, that's right.
Alrighty, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Alrighty, see you guys.